Dyeal migration is most typically animals living in deep water during the day where it's very dark, and then moving up to the surface at night to feed. And they stay in sort of the same light level no matter what time of day it is, in an attempt to avoid their own visual predators. So large fish that can see them don't see very well in dark conditions, and if they stay at the right light level, they won't be eaten. But most of the food that they're going to consume is only available in the upper waters, as you know, the most of the energy in the ocean comes from the sun, and so it's very much tied to the surface. So these animals have to kind of make a compromise between living in deep water during the day to not be eaten, and only feeding at night when they're hidden by the cover of darkness. So in the Hawaiian waters, we find that these animals migrate these small fish mostly, as well as small squid and shrimp that are on the order of 2 inches long, move from depths of 400 to 500 meters during the day, and come up all the way to the surface at night. So this is a pretty remarkable swim for a 2-inch long fish. And not only do they move vertically, but they also move horizontally. So they move from deep waters offshore to really shallow water near the islands in the Hawaiian chain at night. And so we can find these typically oceanic animals right over a coral reef in less than 30 meters of water, really close to the islands at night, because that's where the most food is available. The islands are a great source of nutrients, and they provide benthic habitat for things to live on. So there's just a lot more in terms of biological resources in that area. But the animals have to migrate offshore when the sun rises in order to be in deep waters to hide. So they undergo these extensive 2.5 to 3 mile long swims in each direction, in addition to these hundreds of meter vertical swims each night. So we were really interested in quantifying that horizontal movement as well as the vertical movement. And surprisingly enough, these little tiny fish swim fast. So it's a challenging process to study with a boat because you can't often move fast enough to sample different locations of the migration before it's changed. So we started by putting out 5 or 6 moored echo sounders, these fish finders that sit on the bottom and look upwards, to look at how these animals were moving inshore and offshore. And by putting them at different depths running offshore, we could actually see the movement of animals happening. So we could watch the movement in almost like a movie sort of way by connecting all of these different sensors. And sort of that's how I got into this idea of using time series data at multiple locations with sort of remote sensors, and how that might lead this work into observatories.